For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We turn our attention to Seattle for the third preseason game of the year and the final preseason game of the year coming up on Saturday night to give us a lowdown on what's going on, especially with those injuries. Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, you ready for a long, long trip for a long weekend here?
I guess so. We were supposed to be going to Buffalo for this game. That was the initial hope, and here we are, going all the way out to Seattle for this preseason game, which I wish they could either play it remotely or that we could meet in the middle of the country somewhere and do this. This is going to be a long, long trip for everybody involved.
Maybe play somewhere in South Dakota?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Why would you go far south, so far south, Jeff? Just so all you gotta do, I-90.
I don't think
you just
was.
Gotta meet somewhere on I-90. That's all you gotta do. It's a straight shot.
Mary Kay, I'm sorry for the geography lesson you're having to listen to.
No problem. But this is going to, I mean, I think it is actually going to be a little bit of a taxing trip for, you know, for the players, for everybody. But they'll have plenty of time to come home and regroup after it. The other thing, of course, is that for fans, it's at 10 p.m. on Saturday night. So have your little espresso and get ready to stay up late.
Well, how did this game come about and why didn't they get Buffalo?
I don't really know the answer to that. But, yeah, this is not this is not ideal for anyone, but as Kevin Stefanski always says, we just show up and play them when they tell us to.
It's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. If they tell Deshaun Watson to play, will he play? And I would assume that they need to see him a little bit, Mary Kay. And correct me if I'm wrong, four of your five starting offensive linemen, if you want to consider DeJuan Jones a starting offensive lineman because he was at the end of the year, four of the five guys would be good to go if they wanted to against Seattle?
Yeah, so he would have his usual blockers in front of him except for whatever is going to be happening over there at left tackle. We're not sure about that yet. We'll know more when we get out there today. We have Kevin at 12, and then we have practice this afternoon, and I think we'll get a little bit of insight into a lot of things, actually. Is Denzel still in the concussion protocol? Some things like that. We'll find out who's working over there at left tackle. We know it's not going to be James Hudson. It might be Jermaine Ifedi. So there's a lot going on there, but I do think that it still is smart to play Deshaun Watson in this game for a little bit because procedurally he has to get out there and make sure everything's going well with getting the plays called, with getting things through the headset, just whatever, sliding protections, all, you know, the speed of the game, all of those things that you have to go through in a game. And we know that they had problems against the Vikings. They threw a lot at them. Procedurally, they did not handle it very well, and they need to shore that up.
Mary Kay, what's your gut feeling on a couple players heading into those first 4 weeks of the season where they're sitting on the PUP right now, and will they stay on that when the season starts? So let me go through them real quick. Jed Wills, what's your gut feeling on that?
You know, I know they're expecting Jed back. It's so hard to say. I wish I had a great answer for you, but they are keeping this a mystery. So I cannot
same
say
as Jack? Same as Jack Conklin?
Yes. I can't say for sure. I just know that they are expecting at least one of those guys back for the opener.
How about Nick? I think there was some added excitement because he hopped on the pregame, or he hopped on during the game, during the preseason on TV, and I think the excitement level kind of started jumping a little. I still can't see him playing in the first four games. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that he can play, but I'm haunted by that injury from last year, no matter how tough he looks in the weight room. What are your thoughts on Nick?
Well, it's still in play. The first four games are still in play for him right now at this moment. Of course, they've got big decisions to make on August 27th, and on that day, they can designate two IR guys for return that don't count against your 53. So they've got a few ways that they can go about this. But I still think Nick is in play for one of those first four games. So we'll have to see how that goes. And I know he really wants it. So, again, these things are all up in the air, and nobody really knows for sure where they're going yet.
All right, I won't even ask about Dalvin Tomlinson then, because I'm assuming he falls under the same answer.
Well, I talked to Dalvin after a game, after the first game, and he said he's ready by the opener. So,
oh,
we'll
good.
See how that goes.
Good. That's mm-hmm. Okay. So I knew if I asked enough questions, I'd get some good news. Thank you, Mary.
Sure. How about this question? What are you going to do cut down day at quarterback? Well, let's say somebody doesn't get traded. How are they going to handle that, Mary Kay? Because you don't want to expose DTR to an opportunity to get grabbed up, would you?
No, I mean, if you did that, you would probably end up losing him. I think somebody would snatch him up as a backup or as a third quarterback on their roster. So you probably really can't afford to do that. If anything, maybe they will try to get something for Tyler Huntley and try to keep DTR on the 53. But once again, these are big decisions that have to be made. I think what saves the Browns a little bit is they have enough injured guys right now that they can, you know, put some guys on IR, keep some guys on some injury lists, waive some guys injured, do some things that way, and keep around people that they want. But I certainly don't see four quarterbacks, obviously, on the 53, maybe one of them. I don't know if you can get Huntley onto the practice squad, probably not. These are all big decisions for August 27th.
Mary Kay, how many wide receivers do you think they're going to keep, and where does David Bell sit right now? I know he's got that knee injury. He's dealing with that a little bit right now. But, you know, it's funny. I don't know, maybe this is the end of the road for him. And then I start hearing things that he's really well-liked in the building and that they like him and that he's not going anywhere.
The adoption papers for David Bell to be able to become David Baskin are almost complete now, Mary Kay.
Why? Because I'm asking a question. You know, Jeff can't handle it.
You love him, baby. That's all right.
If Jeff had his way, DeShone Kizer would still be the starting quarterback.
Now, that's
so.
You're saying the truth there.
So we're good with that.
Well, David Bell is very well liked in the building and on the team, and I know that they're going to do everything they can to try to keep him on the team. Again, he's a guy that has a quad injury right now, so maybe he becomes an injury situation, and that enables them to keep one other guy at receiver. They'll keep at least six, but you know, I know they have probably seven that they would like to keep around if possible. So we'll have to see how that goes. But I still think they really like David Bell, and they're going to do everything they can to keep him on the team.
You comfortable with where the running backs are right now, Mary Kay? You know, with no real thought on where Nick Chubb is going to be able to play or when he might be back, obviously. But with Jerome Ford, with Foreman, after, you know, not having success on the ground, I blame the offensive line for that, but looking good in the passing game.
Yeah, I think they'll be able to accomplish the running game. Of course, right now they're having issues on their offensive line, and that never helps your running game. But they haven't game planned for a running game. They haven't done anything like that. They have, they've got running game coordinator now. They are really going to work hard to make sure that they have a good running game even before Nick comes back. So, yes, I think they'll be okay there. I think that combination of Jerome and Pierre, Dante Foreman, I really do think that they'll be just fine in that regard.
Mary Kay, where do you think we're going with these preseason games in the future? I mean, I've listened to these two guys whine and complain about having to play this game on Saturday night so late because they've got to stay up late. And I do feel bad for them. I mean, it's way past their bedtime. But where do you think we're going with these preseason games, knowing that the commissioner is not in favor of them and wants to add the 18th game? Do we see more inter-squad scrimmages? Do they open inter-squad scrimmages up to television or local TV so that they can broadcast those? Rather, where are we going with this thing? Because I've heard a lot of disgruntled folks over the preseason.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Season this year, more than ever.
Well, when you hear the commissioner saying that he wants to abolish the preseason games and go to 18 games, I think that's exactly what he's going to ask for and probably get. And then I think there will be a little bit more focus on those joint practices. But as I said in a tweet the other day, I think they should be collectively bargained and part of this process so that you're not asking players to almost essentially play two more football games without that being factored into the money and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's probably going to be the way to go. It's really not fair to drag people to these stadiums and make them pay full price for these games. You look out there and you see, you know, Browns fans trying to enjoy themselves and coming out, you know, kind of in full force, but really a lot of empty seats, and it's just really not the product that they're paying for. So I think they should go.
We haven't seen anything with the new kickoff yet. And the only thing we've kind of seen is, boy, you know, maybe they should move it to the 35-yard line because teams are still booting the ball out of the end zone. What do you think is going to happen when the regular season starts?
I heard Sean Payton the other day saying that they thought they could tweak it even before the regular season starts because it's too confusing for everybody involved, including the fans that are trying to figure out, oh, what happens in this situation and that situation. But then now I'm hearing that they might not tweak it before the regular season starts. So maybe they'll just head into it, see how it goes, and then revise the whole thing after this season. Once they see how it actually does play out in real time, I think there will be some unintended consequences. There could be some injuries. There could, it just could kind of go by the wayside a little bit. So it's experimental. This was not a change that was made permanently, and they're going to see how it's going to go.
Do you think teams are going to kick the ball out of the end zone, or are they going to kick it in that landing zone and see what happens?
I think there will be a number of different strategies as we get into the regular season, and whatever starts to be successful and how teams adjust to it is how it will go as the season goes along. And I think teams will pivot, and how it starts is not going to be how it ends up.
All right, Mary Kay, without getting into the minutia, the whole stadium thing and what's going to, just timeline wise, where do you think we are in this, and how soon do you think the Browns need to make a decision on whether they want to stay on the lakefront or leave the lakefront?
Oh, that's a good question. I think they need to make a decision within the next couple of months. It's time to move forward on whichever plan that they're going with. I know that the county not jumping on board or kind of going against the dome didn't help their cause at all. But I don't think they're deterred by that necessarily. So, you know, I think they've got to hurry up and decide what they want to do and let everyone know and really start to move forward here.
The county does know Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County, right? Do you think they got the memo on that or no?
No, they did. But I think, I think that they really wanted to get behind the revitalization of downtown Cleveland and make sure that they are on board and part of all of that and all of the lakefront development and whatnot. So I think that's where they're at with that.
I couldn't even get you to crack a smile on that one, a little geography lesson there. That's what we do. I mean, we're worried about meeting on I-90 to play this game against the Seahawks and trying to figure out if Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. This is what we're doing as we wait for this last preseason game. Just so you know that, Mary Kay. So are you all set? Are you all packed? You ready to leave?
Oh, I'm never packed until the very, very last minute. I'm not good at that. I'm not even sure if I'm unpacked from the Greenbrier, to be honest with you.
Well, that's good. Then you're ready to go.
Of course. My usual.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you. As always, we look forward to talking to you next week as we get a little bit closer to the season. Next week is cut down day two, I think, next time we talk to you. So That'll be awesome. So thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, she is Mary Kay Cabot. She joins us every Tuesday at 11 o'clock to give us the insight. Plenty of good stuff. We're going to go through some of it when we come back here in a second. And, of course, she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.